The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says it is deeply concerned about the attacks against foreigners in South Africa, including refugees and asylum seekers. More than 16,000 people have fled their homes in the wake of the violence, which has spread to Cape Town, where mobs attacked Zimbabweans and Somalis. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says Zimbabweans seeking asylum should not be sent home.
They include people who came to South Africa to seek asylum. They urgently need both assistance and protection. And while thousands of Mozambicans are reportedly streaming home, many Zimbabweans cannot consider returning home due to the well-known situation in their country. A significant number of Zimbabweans have got genuine international protection needs, and those who are seeking asylum should have access to the national asylum procedures in South Africa and in other neighbouring countries and elsewhere in the world for that matter.
Pagona says the UNHCR has been assessing the needs at sites near police stations where the displaced are gathered. She says the agency is distributing blankets and mats. The International Organization for Migration also is providing practical assistance. Spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy says the agency is distributing emergency kits containing clothes, blankets, oral rehydration salts, and food. He says foreigners have been coming to IOM's regional office in Pretoria asking for assistance.
They want to leave South Africa, but most of them have got no money. They fled literally with the clothes they had on their backs. Most of them will have no documentations because of their status. You might have heard that Mozambique is trying to evacuate about 10,000 of its nationals out of South Africa. Buses have been lined up to help with the evacuation of Mozambicans.
Chosy says IOM has teamed up with Metro FM, a South African and regional broadcaster, to air messages of tolerance. He says IOM is also encouraging South Africans who want to denounce this violence to donate money to the victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.